So during our lives, we can get so many exhortations, and this is a warning: don't drift. The verses 1-4 is one exhortation to our lives. We know that some exhortations come to our lives when we are a child, some when we are teenagers, but there are so many in our lives, and some are good, some are not very good. Some we receive well, but sometimes we don't like people that exhort us, that say to us to don't drift or to don't go in that way. But we should love these ones. We should love these people that exhort us. But sometimes we don't like. And that is not right, because the book of the Hebrews and the Bible is filled with so many exhortations, so many passages in the Bible that exhort us to come and to stay on the track, on the line that Jesus wants that we live. And because these exhortations come from God, it is good for us. And this, it is the way that God uses to change our life and to put us on the track. If we need some exhortations, it is because our natural tendency is to move away from the line. We are human beings. We are sinners. And normally, we are always moving to the wrong side. So it is a blessing to have God's word to alert us and to say to us to come to the right way, to follow Jesus. And it is good to have friends that is always saying to us, don't go, coming back, stay on the line, come to the church, read your Bible, listen to your friends. So it is always good. Last week we listened to Grant preaching and teaching us about the verses that we read this night. And Jesus is higher, he's supreme, he's above everything that was saying. He is a complete revelation of God's word. So it's so important when we listen to Jesus' words. And he is the Son of God. He is in the right hand of God. And he is higher than the angels. And the context of the letter of Hebrews was that some Jewish believers, they were maybe moving out of the gospel. They were moving back maybe to the law in the Old Testament. But the letter of Hebrews is showing that it's just Jesus alone. It's just the word of Jesus that we have to follow. And we must understand what was happening there and to be sure that this application comes to us as well. So let's move to the text to hear what is the God's exhortation to us. First thing that the author is saying is pay attention. This verse starts in Portuguese with therefore. In English, I know that it's therefore is later on in the expression. But this therefore in the passage is linking us with something that comes before. And the verse 14, the chapter 1, says that are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit a salvation. Therefore, is because of that, because the angels and because Jesus is higher than the angels. In the Old Testament, the angels were used to take God's word. And Jesus is higher. We have to pay attention to what Jesus is saying and what the author in Hebrews is saying to us. But the writer is saying to pay attention. I remember my nephew, once I was listening to some conversations about him. And my sister, his mother, was talking with him to be more concentrated in the school, to understand better the lessons in the school. And he said, okay, I will change and I will be more concentrated in the lessons in the school. I will listen to my teacher to understand better all the subjects in the school. After 2 or 3 weeks, I met him and I asked him, Mateus, that is Matthew in English, How are you going to school? Are you all right? Are you concentrating the what your teacher is teaching? He said, yes. But he stopped for like two or three seconds and he said, pay attention to what? He didn't get the point that is to pay attention, is to be concentrated in what the teacher was saying, understanding what the teacher was saying to him. But maybe our question could be, pay attention to what? And the passage is saying that we have to pay attention or to pay more careful attention to what we have heard. And if we think about the Hebrews readers of this letter, they could remember about what they heard in the Old Testament, the law, and all the prophets of the Old Testament, but even more about Jesus, because they received the Jesus' words as well. They heard the Old Testament, the prophecies about the Messiah that was coming, and he came. And now they have Jesus' words to understand and to pay attention. Pay attention to what? To what you have heard. For us that we are here, Sunday after Sunday, that we have the Bibles that we can read at home, we have to pay attention to that. I don't know if it happens here, but sometimes in Brazil, when people go to school or university or to listen to good teachers, they sit in the first place, in the first chair. And they are very concentrated to understand God's word. But when they go to church, they rest. I don't need to be concentrated to that. But we need to pay attention to what we are listening Sunday after Sunday. And not the preacher's word, but to see if what he's saying is in the Bible. We have to check if is what is the preaching is real. God's word. Pay attention to what? To what we have heard. And in the Jewish, they have received so many exhortations. In this letter, there are so many exhortations. And this is the first one. So we have to pay attention to what we have heard. But at the same time, so what? We heard, we listened. We are listening to God's voice. We are listening to the preaching. But what do I have to do? What do I need to do what I'm listening? I have to be concentrated in what I'm listening. But to what? Or to do what? What do I need to listen? Is because my tendency is to move from the line. And I have to listen some exhortations to come to the line again. But to what? So what? What do I need to do? This is helpful to don't get away from the deadline. Listen, because sometimes we can move away from the line. It's like a runner that is running a race, and his tendency is to leave the line and to leave the line that he has to do. And he's moving away. But he's listening to someone shouting, come back to the line. Come back to what you have heard. Don't try to do something new. Move to what you have heard. We must be exhorted by the Bible every time that we read the Bible. We must be exhorted by the preaching, the sermons that we listen. And for our friends that is... they are exhorting us as well. Jesus says that in John's Gospel that his sheep will listen his voice. We need to listen the voice of Jesus through his word. It is good for us, and we can learn with the past experience, and we can learn with the history as well. The past teaches, and this passage will show us what happened in the past. And God is the same. We have the same God of the Old Testament. Why should we listen? So what? Because our tendency is to move away. We cannot escape. If we are listening, We have to do something. We have to stay on the line. And we cannot escape. I believe that the writer of Hebrews, he used the logic. It is logic because if something happened in the Old Testament and we have something higher, superior, we have to pay attention to what we have heard and what we are listening Sunday after Sunday. We are not better people than our forefathers, are we? We are not better people than people in the Old Testament. We are sinners like them. And that this exhortation comes to us. And God is the same. Why should He work with us in a different way? Why should He work in a different way with this nation, or with the other nation, or with a poor nation, or is a rich nation? God is the same. What Jewish people they were doing is moving back to the law, moving back to some ceremonial law in the Old Testament. Maybe we are not doing that, but sometimes we are moving from the real gospel. And this verse 2 and 3, he will say, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? Verse 2, for if the message is spoken by angel was by them, and every violation and disobedience received just, it is just punishment. How shall we escape? If something that was not too high, like Jesus, they received punishment. If Jesus said to us, oh, it's okay, you can disobey, and I will not do anything with you, because you are special, you are beautiful, and you are nice in what you do. Jesus is not like that, and God doesn't work on this way. What will happen with the message that comes from someone that is higher than the angels? In Deuteronomy 33, it says that the angels, they were taking the message to the prophets and to and the revelation in the Mount Sinai. So we have to concentrate on this because we will not escape. How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? Pay attention to what you have heard. Don't ignore this message. Because this message that the author says is the message that was listened from Christ. And maybe the author of Hebrews is not someone of the 12. We don't know, as Matthew said, we don't know who wrote this letter. But because he put himself in the, together with that one that they listen. For if the message is spoken by angels and every violation and disobedience receives just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord and confirmed to us, and he put himself in the group that they listen from, those ones that listen from Jesus. We must depend as well from those that they listen from Jesus. They saw Jesus speaking these words. And they took notes by the inspiration of God. And we have so many books in the Bible that is people that they listen Jesus speaking. And write and wrote that to us. Who loves me, keep my commandments. Listen his voice, because we will not escape. I'm preaching the book of Amos in my church, in the church that I'm leading in Belo Horizonte. And Amos says about a great day. It's not a very good day, and was not a very good day for the nation of Israel. But we can believe that the day that Jesus will come back, for those that don't listen to his voice, will have a worse day. In Amos 2, 14 to 16 says that, The swift will not escape. The strong will not muster their strength. The warrior will not save his life. The archer will not stand his ground. And the fleet-footed soldier will not get away. And the horseman will not save his life. Even the bravest warriors will flee naked on that day, declares the Lord. If we neglect so great salvation, we will not escape. Brazilians will not escape. The English will not escape. Indians, all nations have words and then can listen. Jesus, our Savior. Who support Manchester United will not escape. Who support Chelsea as well. And the message that is about Jesus, we have to listen, pay attention, to don't drift away. Because if we drift away, we will receive the punishment. This is a great salvation, but and the message, there are some witness about this message. This message was announced, confirmed, and testified by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This message says about a day that we cannot escape if we neglect this salvation. But this message was confirmed and testified. Who did confirm this message? This message that was announced by the Lord Jesus Christ and confirmed to the Hebrews readers and to us that we can read and listen this verse today. It was announced by Jesus and confirmed by those who listened the message. Our experience is very the same with what those who listen or receive this letter. We can hear the message of the disciples in the New Testament. Maybe the writer of Hebrews was not one of the 12 because he listened to the message as well, and the message was confirmed to him too. And this message was followed by signs, wonders, and miracles. And I believe that these three words were the way to confirm the message. What Jesus said, the signs came after that. He healed some people. He did something special. And this followed in the book of Acts with the disciples and the apostles. But the Holy Spirit is still working the church, and we can praise God for that. Testified by gifts of the Holy Spirit, distributed according to His will. He said that we should pay attention to everything that we heard, not to what we are seeing. I do like to see so many things. I do like to live in the time when Jesus was here. I didn't see. And John says that blessed are the ones that didn't see, but can listen and can believe. So we can listen God's voice. We can listen His word. And this is a blessing for us. It is a blessing to us. And pay attention to what you have seen. No, pay attention to what you have heard. To what we are listening Sunday after Sunday, what we are listening every day that we can read our Bible. The signs, wonders, and miracles were done to testify the message. But the gifts of the Holy Spirit, in accord to His will, is still coming to the church. Gifts of the Holy Spirit are still being used by us or for us. These gifts are still being received for so many churches around the world. Do you know what is your gift? What is your gift is? How can you use that? Are you using your gifts to the God's glory? Are you helping your church with the gifts that God has given to you? We need this exhortation, man. How can we apply this to us? By nature, we can move from the line every day and so many times in our days. So if we have people that help us to come again to the line, like our parents, that they did since we were born, since we were a child, exhorting us, don't do that because the Bible says that and it is good for you. We should love our parents. We should love the benefits to born in a house that they have the gospel in there. It's good. It's good for the parents to exhort your child because it is the way that God uses us to change their lives. We should be really thankful to the preachers, teachers, and so many friends that we have in the church that they are always saying to us, don't go this way. Jesus says, come this. Once Billy Graham was being interviewed by a journalist in the U.S., and the journalist said to him, what do you think about that? And he said, the Bible says. Another time, she asked again, what do you think about that? The Bible says. You always say things about the Bible. Can you say your opinion and not what the Bible says? He said, when I'm talking about the Bible, my opinion is nothing. What can I say if the Bible is saying another thing? Nothing. I have to follow the line to stay on the line. We cannot neglect so great salvation. But how can we neglect this salvation? We should receive this exhortation as a great thing from God. If we think that I am okay, that I don't need to come to church and I don't need someone telling me that I am a sinner because I'm doing well, or maybe that I can start to show that I am neglecting so great salvation because I'm not living this word more. It is dangerous for us. But God is still speaking to us through His word and saying to us this night, listen my voice, to don't drift away. He uses the preachers, the church, friends. And the only way to don't neglect this salvation, not just listen, but listen and living this word, practicing this word. We will not escape. Maybe we know some people that they are neglecting to come to church, that they say now, I don't believe in Jesus, or I don't believe in the Bible anymore. We know that it's a kind of neglection. We don't know if they are elect or not. It's not our responsibility. We should pray for them to come back, to stay in the line that Jesus wants to us. Maybe we are not like them. We are here every Sunday. But sometimes we can think that we are better than them because we are here. It is a slightly drift from the line as well. Because Jesus is the supreme Savior. But sometimes we can think, He's a supreme Savior, but I am a good person. I'm a good preacher, not in English. I'm helping the church with money. I'm doing some work. I'm working as a volunteer in somewhere, in the cafe of the church. But we should praise God's exhortation that we receive day by day, Sunday by Sunday, through His word, and we may obey His commandments. Let's pray. Father, help us to don't drift away from your message. We are sinners. By nature, we are always moving away. We are always thinking that we are better than our brothers and sisters. But we pray that you help us to listen always your voice through his word. Help us to understand the gospel every day. And help us to understand that we need you. We need Jesus, our Savior, higher than angels, sit on the throne in the right hand of God, but still speaking to us. Thank you for your word. Thank you because the way that you reveal to us is through your word. We have Bibles. We can read and we give thanks to you. If there are some of us on this night that is drifting off the message of the gospel, only by Jesus, by grace alone, by faith alone, that this night we can be exhorted by your word and help us to be on the line. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.